A Game of Trust Introduction. Motivation. The success of the human species is due to a huge extent to our ability to collaborate, even with individuals outside of our social group. We have the ability to be kind without the need for an immediate payoff, which is a great advantage in a world where mutual kindness, obviously, leads to greater safety, happiness, and prosperity over time. Nonetheless, altruism is hard. It requires two things which are easily lost. A level of trust, which can be undone by nastiness, irrationality, or poor communication of intentions, and an interest in future circumstances, which appear quite irrelevant when current circumstances are too dire. Still, we have this intrinsic drive and desire to trust. It feels rewarding and even exciting. We need to understand that it is often not the fault of others when we are unable to trust them, and that everyone, even supposed opponents, are in it together. We need to move away from viewing facets of society, like the economy, politics, and even education, as a zero-sum game in which the ultimate goal is to get ahead of others, though this attempt will become universal and thus to the detriment of all. Even those who end up on top, who require far more effort to maintain their position, which ought never to have been an end in itself. I wanted to allow people, mainly teenagers, to experience the thrill of the trust and create a setting in which neither other players nor NPCs are the enemy, but the practically Newtonian principle of social entropy is. Trust dissipates as the stakes get higher and the temptation sets in to try to get ahead. Thus, the skill to be honed is maintaining trust and forming defenses against the natural progression of social entropy. This led to the Game of Trust. Overview. The game is a multiplayer browser game that players must log into to see a list of active game worlds, some of which are in play and others of which are gathering players. The player can enter a forming world and will end up in a chat room with all the other players in the world until the correct number have entered and play can begin. The players are divided equally over a number of countries which form the faces of a globe in the shape of a regular solid in which all faces are equivalent. Generally, this will be a cube with six countries. After they have been allocated to their countries, communication between players in different countries is no longer possible. The players within a country can vote on what system they want, and can elect an autocrat if that is the system they have chosen. The other systems possible are democracy and meritocracy. Each country is given a goal which is not mutually exclusive with the goals of the other countries, and the first round will begin. Countries will start either cooperating or competing, as will individual citizens. Development will begin on constructive or destructive facets of society. Communication and the use of agreements will intensify to constrict the capacity for problematic choices. Players and collectives will find that to claim success, trust is crucial.